AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment. Your time to shine. Your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, I don't know my husband at all. Wait till you hear this. We'll get into it in just a little bit. But right now, yeah, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff? More stupid?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me jump on in here and put a little sprinkle, a little stupid on in here for you. Shirley, this one right here is called Christmas Lights Expiration. And black people, listen, it's time to take them down right now. Ain't Christmas old with color? Ain't it old?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so take them damn lights down. Okay, Frosty the Snowman ought to be thawed. He ought to be thawed out by now. They take these people down. Jesus, don't make no sense. Christmas lights expiration. Christmas lights expiration. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello,
I'm trying to reach James.
Yeah.
Hey, James, how you doing? This is Greg. I'm one of your neighbors. I live a few streets over from you. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. What's up?
Just want to make sure I got the right person. You're at North Willow Bend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you calling me, man? What's up?
I live on Shadow Bend, man. My name is Greg, and I wanted to reach out to you. We seem to have a bit of a problem, man. You still have your Christmas lights up on the house. And what's going on? You know, some of the neighbors have had a conversation. When are you going to take these down?
Man, we go through this every year, and it ain't no problem, man. The lights are going to stay up.
Hold on. What do you mean they're going to stay up?
Did I stutter? I said the lights are going to stay up, you know.
Hold on, bro. Christmas is over. The lights ain't finna stay up, okay?
I'm trying to
call you nicely and tell you that the lights need to come down, you know. Why do you have your lights up after Christmas? Santa Claus, the whole Christmas thing is over.
Wait a minute, man. What's your name again? Greg who?
My name is Greg, and I live on Shadow Bend. I live 4 streets over from you.
I don't give a f*** about where you live, man. You know, how'd you get my number?
I got your number from the HOA. You know, the president of HOA. Alan, the one gave me your number. But that's neither here nor there. The big issue is these Christmas lights have got to come down.
You sound like a joke, man. You sound like a guy. What? You're going to take my Christmas. Like, you know, I keep those lights up. You know why I keep those lights up?
I'm listening.
My mama loves those lights. She keeps the lights up a little bit longer than usual, but we don't give a fuck about that as long as she's happy. So
okay.
You know,
okay, let me say that. I'm hearing you with your mama. I understand that. You know, you got love for your mom. Cool. But check this out. The whole neighborhood wants your lights down. So I'm going to tell you this right here from neighbor to neighbor. You got to tomorrow evening to take them lights down. If not, I'm going to take them down my damn self.
What time you coming, bro? What time you coming?
Okay. I'll tell you what. I get off at 5. I'll be at your house by 6 to take these damn lights down if you're not.
Hey, I'll be looking for you too, man. You know, we got a big family. I'm going to call my brother. And we're going to meet you. Because you ain't taking shit down. You understand what I'm saying?
Then
lights are going to stay up, bro.
Okay. Look, I don't care if you and your mama got to take them damn lights down.
Hold up, brother. What you say about my mama?
I said you and your mama can take them lights down, but somebody got to take them down.
Motherfucker, you talking about my mom. We ain't taking down shit. Where did you say you live?
I'm on Shadow Bend.
You trying to sign your death sentence. If you come over to my crib and talk about taking down our mother Christmas lights, you, man.
Hey, if I come over there and you and your mama ain't on the ladder trying to get them lights off that house, then I'm taking them down.
Hey, man, you talking about my mama taking down the light. I've got a baseball bat.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabrielle Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Colin Bridgerton has returned from his travels abroad. Is betrothal written in the stars for the eligible bachelor? Meanwhile, the ton is reverberating with speculation of who holds Lady Whistledown's pen. We're discussing it all. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more to offer an exclusive peek behind the scenes of each episode of the new season. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season 1, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season 1, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are.
Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For your mother and everybody at the HOA, everybody at that club you in or whatever, the HOA or whatever, I'm you up, mother. I'm you up.
Okay, well, if you me up, you're gonna have to tie me up too. He's the one told us you had the lights on the house and hadn't taken them down. Tommy the one. Cool.
Tommy and you. Can you get over here right now?
I can come. I tell you what, I come through there. Me and Tommy both will come through there if that's what you want.
Come on, mother. You silly.
Okay, so can I say something else?
So what, mother?
Can I say one more thing to you?
Man, you ain't got to say shit else. You say that when you get over here. You talking about my mama, man.
Okay, hey, calm down, dude. Calm down, okay?
Calm down about what,
okay. Can I say something else? Can I say one more thing? Just one more thing.
What?
All I'm going to say is this nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Did you say? Oh, you got to be kidding me, man. This is f***ed up. Man. You got
James, you all right, man?
No, man, I ain't all right, man. What? You got my blood pressure up. What?
Hey, listen.
Wow.
Listen, hey, James, you got some neighbors, Russell and Shanice. Russell and Shanice, they are the ones that got me to prank call you, man.
They ain't gonna get no Christmas present for me next year. You that's for sure. That's some bullshit, man. Wow.
Oh, you was heated, boy.
Oh, man.
You was heated, man. One thing I do know about you, Jane, you love your mama, don't you?
I love her to death, man. You had to take it there. That shit ain't right, man.
Oh man. You got to let me know, man, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land. Let me hear it.
Oh, God. The Steve Harvey f***ing morning show, man.
What, man?
The Steve Harvey, what morning show?
Blanket morning show.
Man.
I love James.
James,
tell me. You and your mama on that ladder. Y'all need to get these damn lights down. That's all I'm saying.
But everybody coming over finna get some of this baseball bat, though.
Hey, man, you just signed your blankety death certificate.
No.
He was heated.
James had me worried for you.
Yeah, he had me a little worried.
Yeah.
He had a little whimper in his voice when he said his mama. I heard.
Oh, dog. Yeah. Dog. When a man voice start cracking, you got a problem.
Yeah. What's going to happen, Steve?
Well, see, now he dealing, you dealing with the inside of him. You finna fight. You finna fight what's on the inside of him. You ain't just. So now he going to draw on some stuff that you ain't ready. It's ugly, man. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, it's ugly. When a dude get to whimpering.
About his mama.
But still want to fight, though? He ain't getting in the car crying. He getting out the car crying. Are you just going to keep on talking?
But nobody's ever explained it that way. You're dealing with the inside of a man.
No, you messing with the part that you don't get to see. So so instantly it's going to be more.
That's deep.
It's going to be more. It's ugly, man.
Well,
you got to be real careful when you... Go ahead, Tom.
All right, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter, the subject, I don't know my husband at all. We'll get right into it. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.